Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hey, Editor Matt here. This week's episode, Chris has moved around his office. Things have been moving and a shake, and he's got a whole new brand new office. And his audio sounds a little fuzzy, like rubbing your hands up against a Care Bear. So we're well aware of the problem. It'll be fixed for next week, I promise. All right. I love you. Bye. Friends, welcome to Wrestling Buddies, Game Spots Wrestling Podcast, both wrestling friendship and wrestling with friendship. You're waving your finger no at me.
Oh no, I was just doing it along with wrestling friendship and wrestling with friendship.
It's true. I'm your host, 40 for 40, Matt Elfring, Heroism, Hiking, and Hunting, and with me, as always, is none other than 40 for 40 Dark Order member Chris Hayner. Chris, how are you?
I represent the heroics, or the heroism, or whatever the third age was. Join the Dark Order, Matt. Join DarkOrder.com. I'm great. What you know and that our adoring listening public doesn't know is that I am coming to you from a brand new location. And by brand new location, I mean about 2 feet from where I usually record because I got a new desk. It is an L-shaped desk, so I'm in the corner of my office now. Everything is great. I'm feeling good. I have to be at the airport at 5 a.m. tomorrow to fly to California. Gross. Not feeling great about that at all. But, you know, and then as if that's not bad enough, man, I have a red eye coming back.
Woof. That is great to hear. I'm still battling a cold that I got last week.
Uh-huh.
And I felt like I was on death's door for about 4 days.
It's true.
And I took COVID tests every single day.
You look great. Because
I feel I'm just full of snot and coughs today.
I'm being genuine. You look good.
Thank you. I'm trying. Chris, I did something magical this weekend. And this weekend's all about one specific wrestling event, Chris.
Clash at the Castle.
Clash at the Castle. Here we go.
Matt traveled to Cardiff.
I did.
He went to Cardiff. He didn't go to the show. He watched it at a pub.
I watched it at the castle.
Yeah. Yeah.
I went to the castle from the Clash at the Castle and I watched it, and I brought a barkeep with me, and they served me. I don't know British beers at all. So Young's Double Chocolate Stout.
Oh, I like, I'm a speckled hen man. I love Old Speckled Hen. Matt, I know what you did after the show was over. You binge watched Castle starring Nathan Fillion.
I did with Nathan Fillion.
It was really weird. That part sucks. No, Matt, no. Today, I'm just gonna introduce what's going on today. Today, we are getting a very special installment of Chris Hayner Presents On the Spot Up to the Minute Hollywood Minute starring Chris Hayner. And it is special because it's starring guest star Matt Elfring as he goes to Chicagoland, Illinois for All Out Wrestling presented by All Elite Wrestling.
Oh, I almost knocked over my Coke. Chris, I'm having a regular Coke.
I see a Diet Coke behind you.
I may have had that earlier.
Are you double fisted? Matt, you want to hear some real talk? I stopped drinking soda. I did have a couple when we were in Orlando last week at Halloween Horror Nights because, look, man, I'm at a theme park. Cut me some slack. But yeah, man, I'm on that tea, water, coffee jag.
I normally would be drinking coffee, but I've been over caffeinated the past few days and it's been kind of messing with me.
So you're drinking Coca-Cola.
I just having a Coke. I'm also not eating a lot because I've been sick, so I'm trying to get some calories.
Well,
it's not the best idea, but
I understand though. I've been
that. I love a good Coca-Cola classic.
I wish I did. It tastes very chalky, doesn't feel like the right word, but I think it is.
Yeah. Anyway, Chris, I went to Hoffman Estates, Illinois, also known as Chicago, Illinois.
No, it's not known as Chicago, Illinois, Matt. I don't care what wrestling tries to convince you. Mm. It's the burbs. You're in the Chicago suburbs.
It's the end of the suburbs, pretty much. We're pretty close to the end of the suburbs. Maybe about like 10 miles out.
And like Ben Folds, AEW was rocking the suburbs this weekend.
And I, you know, I went to the Now Arena, formerly Sears Center. It's the Sears Center is so close to my house. It is a 10 to 15 minute drive, which I love because it's two turns to get there for me. Chris, I was excited because the past few years that I have had tickets to or been invited by AEW to go to All Out, I have been sick every single year.
I know, Matt. You went to All In.
I went to All In.
And then you never went again.
So we, there's a group of 15 of us. We got a suite, Chris.
Ooh, sweet.
It was pretty sweet. Let me tell you about the suite really
quick. I want you to lay it out for me. Like, what's going on in here?
First of all, I want you all to know.
Wait, Matt. I feel like you jumped a big thing. Didn't you guys rent a limousine?
Yeah. I should have driven, to be honest.
Okay.
Because I had to drive to the town of Batavia, which was the opposite way of the Sears Center for me.
Oh, great.
So, yeah, but we were going to a friend's house to meet up, and everybody was going to hang up beforehand. We get in a party bus together, like 15 of us, and then we went to the Sears Center.
Was there a pole in this party bus?
Like there was no party bus. It was just a lot of seating, a lot of people drinking. I was not particularly drinking because I was on a lot of DayQuil and a lot of meds.
Okay.
My head's been really, really cloudy. It's been a very rough week for me. I'm still kind of feeling it. So we got a suite, Chris. Here's the thing. Suites at the Now Arena.
Uh-huh.
$1,500.
Whoa!
Well, hold on a minute. It's all you can eat food, and we say all you can eat drink, but it's all kind of included in the price. But that's for 15 people. So it's about $150 a person.
If you have 15 people.
Yeah. I'm sorry. It was $100 per person. Apologies. Okay.
Sorry, yeah. I look.
Thank you for correcting me.
I'm not a mathematician, but
yeah,
I can do simple multiplication. So I just wanted to make sure.
So $100 a person. There is a kind of a standing talking area that has a bar in the front that you can see over the ring. Then there's three rows of seating, two seats on the right side, and then four on the right, two on the left.
Okay.
So there's tons of seating for everybody. Tons of area you can hang out. You don't feel cramped. It is the highest place to sit at the Now Arena, but it doesn't matter. Like, it's a really small arena.
Matt, I'll tell you what. I saw the photo you took from the suite, your view. You had an excellent view of the show.
The only thing, we couldn't see a lot of details because there are screens there, but they were kind of at the opposite end and we couldn't really see what was going on. So I didn't get to really appreciate Jade Cargill's She-Hulk like.
Oh, it's so good.
It was really good. I couldn't really see what House of Black looked like when they came out.
Well, Matt, you're not supposed to see them. They turn the lights out so they can run to the ring real quick.
That's very true.
That's
very true.
I hate it so much.
I just kind of sat in the seats. I may have had one beer, maybe two over the course of the 40 hours that we were stuck there.
Did you eat?
We walk in and there was Italian beef. Cause again, we are in outside of Chicago.
Hell yeah.
If you are from the Chicagoland area, every party you go to has two things, Italian beef and mostaccioli.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's just a Chicago thing or a Midwest thing in general.
It's a Chicago thing.
Okay.
But it's a delicious thing.
And then there were hot dogs on a roller next to that was mac and cheese and wings.
I gotta be real with you, Matt. I am a fan of hot dogs on a roller. When I go into a 7-Eleven, on the occasions I go into a 7-Eleven, it's always so tempting to grab a hot dog from the roller because I love it.
It is disgusting to me. As someone who is now in the 40 for 40, I'm trying to watch my intake of processed foods, intake of all that stuff. But I was like, when am I going to be able to do this again? I got a bun and just scooped a hot dog into it, mustard on there, and just downed it.
Hell yeah. I mean,
I also had a bunch of wings.
Did they not have onions?
Oh, they had the fixins, but okay. I don't drag it through the garden.
Okay. Well, no, I don't drag it through the garden. I am a mustard and onions on my hot dog, though. And I want that. And you know what? Even if I'm having a chili dog, I want mustard and onions on it. I just do.
Yeah. Everybody has their preferences, and that is fine with me. I don't believe there was ketchup there, which was great.
Good. There shouldn't be. Ketchup doesn't belong on a hot dog.
During this time, when we were up there watching the show, I invited King Serpentico to come up.
Yes, I saw that on Twitter. You invited Serpentico, the CEO of Snake Man Industries, and former Wrestle Buddies guest, Serpentico.
Yes. And he came up?
Matt, was he wearing the mask?
Of course he was definitely wearing the mask.
Yeah, you're not winking at me. I understand.
No, I met him. I met him outside. He just talked to him for a little bit about just Snake Man Industries, Nyla sucking in
general. Did you offer him a hot dog?
No, I didn't. Oh. Here is the thing about...
I bet his catering was probably a little bit better, though.
Probably a little bit better, yeah. Because he was working, and he was just kind of done with work and wanted to leave. I have a knack for...
Oh, no.
Yes, we're getting there.
Matt,
I feel like being awkward with my first time meeting people. I think Chris has seen this and experienced this as well.
Watching Matt interact with a wrestler for the first time is hilarious.
Like, after it's the first hilarious. Time I'm good
in person, you're fine person. Over Zoom,
yes, yeah,
but like the first time you talk to someone in person, there's always a moment where I'm like, this is gonna be awkward.
And I don't know what it is, because it's my first time meeting anybody actually in person.
Mm.
I feel like it was like that for you too, because
I remember the first time we met. It was at that Mexican food restaurant in San Diego.
I had just gotten off a plane.
You had just gotten off a plane, and I was like so excited, like I'm finally gonna meet Matt in person. And then it was just sort of awkward because you were tired. We were both tired because I had driven down from LA, and like we were at dinner. It was at team dinner, and I ordered a beer, and I was the only, I was like, we're getting beer, right? And literally nobody else got a drink. And I was like, whatever, dude.
Whatever. Little did you know, I don't drink much. That's when I was a smoker, so I was probably just outside every 10 minutes smoking at that point, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, talk to Serpentico for a little. I'm pretty sure I talked about myself a lot because I was very
nervous. What'd you say though? Like, what about?
Oh, you're talking about
my middle name is my middle name is I. I don't know if you want me to say your middle name.
No, you're also not talking into the mic, Chris. So it's barely picking anything up.
My middle name is blah 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 blah. Matthew blah 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 Elfring. One T.
One T it is. No, I just talked about how like I don't travel for work much anymore and I used to, and now you're my boss. Like I went off on a like long tangent about
How you hate work. Me?
No. I have nothing but positive things to say about you, which Thank is God. I usually have negative things to say about people if I wanted to.
Yeah.
As we all do, and I don't have that for you.
Well, that's good.
Regardless, I talked about myself a lot. I talked about how I hate traveling and it was very
Jesus, man.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
And then Serpentico had to go to tell AEW's publicist to never book him on our show again.
No, we talked about booking him again, to be fair, at the end of that. But I felt like such a doofus. Like, it's not as bad as the one with Tyler Breeze where I turned around after doing an interview and went, why do you follow me on Twitter?
To which anyway, he said, who are you?
I think I'm just socially awkward the first time meeting people. Very socially awkward the first time. And I don't know, man. Just trying to be cool. And I'm not.
So how about the show, Matt?
Anyway,
I will say I too was in a suite at All Out, the suite known as my living room.
Living room, you were
Lord Pump, yeah, Lord Pumpernickel and I ordered the show. And Matt, you were there in person, so I'm sure you can relate. We were both like, Jesus Christ, why is this show still going?
It was so long. I wanted to say before you we jumped into this, I was going to say thank you, Serpentico, for coming by, and I'm sorry. I did not say anything insulting. I just talked.
Serpentico, I'd also like to apologize. I'm sorry for the way Matt is.
Anyway, show was great. It was so long because like the kickoff show had 40 matches. I think it was 40.
Listen, okay. Yes, you're right. However, what I will say is that in its entirety, All Out consisted of 15 professional wrestling matches, which is too many. Like, they could have cut that in half, and it would have been a great show.
Yeah.
And that's not to say it was a bad show. It's just like, even, dude, it's the main event is CM Punk fighting for the world title, and the crowd was like largely flat.
It got pretty loud for him. I'm talking about the pre-show just to generally kick things off. We had Pac and Kip Sabian, which I was super like pumped for, mainly because of Kip.
Yeah, I was until Kip lost.
Yeah, it was kind of a bummer for him to come back and lose. And they're trying to set something up where like he's matted at the box on his head. I don't know. We'll see what happens on if he's on Dynamite tonight. Then we had Eddie Kingston in a slap match, which felt like 40 minutes long, and it was just slapping, and it was funny for the first 5 minutes.
Yeah, it was a good brawl type of Japanese type of brawling match, but like, man, it went on for a long time.
It says 13 minutes here on the Wikipedias.
That's a long time.
It was a lot of slapping, and I remember like during the casino ladder match to kick off, it started with like chops to the chest, and immediately the room was deflated. The entire room was just like, we're done with chops.
Well, and the thing about the Eddie and it was Ishii, right?
Yeah.
At first the chops looked really good, but like they were exhausted by the end of it. So the chops did not look very impressive.
No.
Like, have a wrestling match, please.
But we got that, like, everything when the show actually officially started, and, you know, this is an hour in already, and I really felt like the audience was a bit deflated at that point already. We get to a ladder match, which kind of picks things up and got exciting. And we had that Stokely Hathaway getting the giant chip, which means you get a future championship match. It's Money in the Bank, except you can't use it whenever you want.
I understand the reasoning for the chip, but it just looks so silly.
I liked the brass ring.
I thought the brass ring was nice. They do the Dynamite diamond ring thing every now and then.
But you ended up having the Devil win, who was later revealed to be MJF. And here, I just want to talk about that MJF thing. Like, the crowd was dead for that. When Rolling Stones started playing, they spent money on Rolling Stones for the one night for MJF, which is like, what? Like Rolling Stone was playing, like, felt like forever. And then like the Devil guy came out and got the chip, and the crowd was not that into it. Then he's going to remove it. And then the crowd still, it was such a weird, weird moment that, like, I guess it paid off at the end of the show, but.
But like, why? Why the Rolling Stones song?
Because he's the Devil. Please reach him, you guess my name.
Yeah, but like, there's got to be a less.
It felt so weird. I did not like it. And that went right into the trios match afterwards, which was great. And like a lot of emotional storytelling, which I was super into. I wanted Dark Order to win so bad. And they did. But the crowd was super duper into that. It was loud for that. Not the loudest match of the night, I can tell you that. Trying to think of like off the top of my head, like what else got me really excited. I was excited for Cargill Athena, and it just didn't pan out the way I was hoping for.
I thought Jericho Danielson was a really good match.
We were all dead and bored by that. I need to rewatch it because as someone at the arena, the crowd was done. It might have been a good match, but like we were all just done. Because the match of the night was Swerve and Keith Lee versus the Acclaimed, which I have never been in an arena that loud for a match.
Really? Like that's interesting.
And wait, it's a small arena.
What about the Elite versus Hangman and the Dark Order?
Well, we talked about that. I said that was a loud one. It just wasn't as loud as the Acclaimed match.
Honestly, I like that. That makes me happy.
When everybody started chanting, doing the Keith Lee, like, oh, bask in his glory to oh, scissor me daddy.
Oh, scissor me daddy.
I was crying laughing.
Yeah.
And also chanting it along as well. Like, so throughout the whole evening that we are there, there is a suite next to us on the left.
Uh-huh.
And at one point, maybe three or four matches in, one of my buddies turns to me and says, like, these people next to us aren't having a good time. I'm like, that's weird. Because like the suites are expensive. We talked about it. And it was a suite of like, we could see about 10 people in there. And we looked over, there's one guy that's kind of enjoying it, like drinking beer. And these are all people in their 40s and 50s and 60s. And everyone else
there.
Were any
of them in the 40 for 40 club?
No one was in 40 for 40 there.
Okay.
But they were all looked pissed at everything happening. The first time we caught a smile was when Tony Storm won. Yeah, when Tony Storm won the AEW Women's Championship. Mm-hmm. So like that's a like what is that? 11 matches in is the first time we saw a hint of a smile on one person. The rest of the night they look furious and we were confused. Like, what? Why aren't these people enjoying what's in the ring? Like, I understand if wrestling is not your thing, but you paid a lot of money to be here. How has nothing that has happened down in that ring been at least the tiniest bit of entertaining to you? How? We've seen so many different variations of wrestling. We've seen like Strong Style, Lucha Libre, American Powerhouse, like technical wrestling. How has none of that impressed you at all? We've seen flips, just random flips. Sting did a fall into somebody.
Not Flip Gordon.
No. He's not there. But how is none of that impressed anybody? We came up with theories. The first theory was that they were related to somebody that was wrestling. Okay, that might be it. Second was that they've been kidnapped and held at gunpoint and they'll die if they smile. The third one was like their kid was kidnapped. The fourth theory was they were robots.
One theory that could be real.
They all could be real.
They could be robots is what you're telling me. It could be a realistic possibility, Matt, is that they could be robot. Are you out of your mind?
Have you seen what MIT has been doing with robotics?
Yeah, lately? They do that dog that like trots. They have that robot.
They can
dog
do a
trots.
Man that does that too. And have you seen some of the stuff, the realistic stuff that is coming out of Japan with technology and faces, with robotic faces? It looks great.
Are you saying these are robotic, like high-end sex dolls?
They don't have to be sex dolls. They're just robots. Not every robot's a sex doll. That's like saying every human's just a sex doll.
I don't think it's saying the same thing at all. So in your mind, robots and humans are the exact same thing.
Yeah.
Matt.
What are we? We're just organic robots.
Matt.
Come on, bro.
You're out of your mind. So, okay, maybe they're robots. Did they end up cheering about anything else? Were they happy when hometown boy Chick Magnet Punk won the world title belt?
Yes, they applauded. One woman applauded. Everyone was like minor smiles. I'm like, they've got to be related to like CM Punk or something. And then I looked it up and like CM Punk's family, the pictures I saw, and I feel like a creep looking up his family on Google, but it's out there. They didn't look like any of the people.
Yeah, I think his family was at ringside.
Yeah, so like I'm pretty sure they showed them. I do not know, but I have never seen so many people look so miserable at a wrestling event.
It sounds like, and I feel like you might understand what I'm saying. You know how when you have like a group of friends and you guys have different interests, like different people pick out the activity. Like this month, I get to pick out the activity. And I feel like that's what it
really happened.
Huh?
That doesn't really happen with us because I think in our group of friends,
it doesn't happen with you, but I'm saying for them, I think there was one person there, that guy who was drinking beer and smiling, who was like, he got to choose the activity. He's like, we're going to wrestling. We're all going to get a suite. And everyone
it's
else,
Ted's week to pick the idea.
And everyone else, what we're doing. And everyone else is like, I freaking hate Ted. Can we kick him out of the friend group? They're like, no, Ted has the pool. You know?
Why even go? It boggles my mind to spend that much money at an event. But the other theory I had is like, well, maybe it's a corporate thing, or like they're from Now Arena. But I can't understand being at a giant event like that and not finding some enjoyment in something. I don't like musicals. I don't like plays.
Ooh, I love them.
I know you do, but it's not my thing. I've been to plays and musicals with my wife, and I have found moments to enjoy within. And I'm not smiling the whole time, but I'm kind of like taking it and enjoying it. You got to be open-minded, even with things you're not too into, as long as it's not hurting anybody else.
Yeah,
I just don't get being for an entire this giant long wrestling event and not enjoying anything. Mm. I'm still mad about it. I do not know why. It doesn't affect me. Why am I mad?
Yeah, you had a good time.
I had
you got to I see so sick, the Jericho Appreciation Society's Sammy Guevara and Tay Mello defend their mixed tag titles against Ortiz and Ruby mm-hmm. Soho.
And she got hurt. Ruby did.
Yeah,
we saw her get kind of taken out.
There was another
guy in this group that was like the funny guy. Yeah, every group has like their guy that is constantly making jokes.
Are you the one in your group?
We have one in our group, and I love him. He's a great guy.
Matt Elfring.
Oh, it's not me. It's very much not me. You're a funny. But that guy had their dude that did that, and it was a lot. It's just a lot. Because I also want to yell out funny things, but all the attention is focused on that one guy. I'm like, other people, pay attention to me too.
Oh boy.
So I just want to be liked, Chris. That's it.
I understand.
That's all.
I understand, Matt. I like
we
you.
We all want to be liked.
I think you're great. I really think you're great.
Anyway, that was my all out. I loved it. It was a really fun experience. I bought a shirt outside from a merch stand instead of inside this time.
Is that the one you're wearing now?
Yeah, I was wearing this yesterday and then I washed it and I wore it today because I hadn't washed it yet.
That's good. That's not all that happened, though.
Yeah, there was a scrum that happened that I did not go to. I didn't want to be there all night.
I have never done the AEW scrum, and now
I
low key regret it. I was watching it live, and I think by the time it was happening, Matt, you might have been home in bed because I started texting you.
I was driving home when you were texting me from the other town, and then I just went to bed because I was crap.
I'm gonna pull up the text right now so you can you can figure out what my exact frame of mind was at this point.
Yes,
Matt, Punk is melting down in the post show media scrum, yelling about Cabana and Page and hating the EVPs. So watching this listen, if you're a wrestling fan, chances are you've watched this video. If you haven't, go to YouTube and just search CM Punk scrum and enjoy, I guess. Leading into his return, we kept getting reports that he hates it there.
Yeah.
And it just seemed like an easy thing to dismiss because he seems to be having a good time. After watching this scrum, I think it's clear that he hates it there.
Yeah.
But
what if it's a work?
Oh God. Well, and this is the thing that kills me. Wrestling journalists have been taking a lot of heat for constantly bringing up the Scott Colton thing, the Colt Cabana thing to him. Yeah. Literally in the scrum, nobody mentions Colt Cabana or Scott Colton once, except for CM Punk, who, before even getting a question from a reporter in the scrum, just started ranting and raving about it and continued to do so for the better part of half an hour, talk about how much he doesn't like Adam Page for referencing it in a promo. How much he hates, he does not seem to like the Young Bucks or maybe Kenny Omega I don't know, but and then reportedly it all came to a head after the scrum when the Bucks and Kenny and others went to Punk's locker room, and it's reported that fists were thrown. It's reported that a chair was thrown at Nick Jackson's eye. And it's also reported that maybe Ace Steel's teeth were thrown at Kenny Omega because supposedly he bit Kenny Omega and pulled his hair, which is, you know, how you do fights in wrestling.
But biting.
It's all so ridiculous. I feel like the thing about AEW is it was built on the promise of like, no, this is a company for the wrestlers. We're taking care of the boys. We're all people who want to be here. And over the past 6 months, that facade has fallen apart.
Yeah.
I believe this is pure coincidence, but coincidentally it's happening at the same time as things are turning around in WWE under Triple H's watch. It's going to be a very interesting time for a while now, and I don't know how this is going to pan out right now. You're listening to this on Thursday, so you've seen Dynamite last night. Something might have happened. Who knows? We're recording this Wednesday morning because I travel tomorrow, and what we know is that according to Dave Meltzer and Sports Illustrated, the Bucks and Kenny and Nakazawa and Brandon Cutler and his freeze spray and Christopher Daniels and Pat Buck have all been suspended for their roles in it. Ace Steel, who I guess is an AEW coach, is reportedly off the road, and Punk, it's unclear what's going to happen to him, but evidently, again, according to reports, there are people who expect him to not be with the company much longer. It's very bizarre, dude. I think he will be the first person to admit that he's a dick.
Mm-hmm. I wasn't going to use that language, huh? But that's the...
Like, I believe his Twitter profile used to read sociopathic straight edge jerk. Because, yeah, he is an acquired taste human being. I believe, there are people when you ask, tell me about so-and-so. You could get like, oh, he's a great guy. Oh, he's wonderful. Like, I trust him with my life, blah, blah, blah. Then there's people who hear like, you know, CM Punk is CM Punk.
Yeah.
And that's the key. That's the key to listen for. You're like, oh, okay. And you know what? Given like his status in the industry, everything he's done and what he brings to whatever company he's going to be a part of, he should be protective of his image. He should be protective of his character, of his role. But like, it feels like, and again, this is speaking strictly from an outsider perspective, if you're not happy there, why would you be there? He doesn't need the money.
Mm-mm.
And if being there is bringing more strife than joy, then is it actually worth it? Because probably not.
Especially when you're battling the executive vice presidents of the company.
But also, what are the EVPs of at this point? Like, I feel like when AEW started, the EVPs, which included Cody, Kenny, and the Young Bucks, were far more instrumental in the behind the scenes machinations than they are now. Especially, I would say, on the creative front. But Tony has taken over creative in its entirety, as we know. Cody has left. I know Kenny is heavily involved in the game. The Young Bucks are, at least at some point, were heavily involved in the merchandise.
Because Dana is head of merch.
Yeah, Dana Youngbuck, Youngbuck 1's wife, is head of merch. But who knows what the executive vice president title actually means at this point in AEW?
Well, obviously we know because we are constantly backstage every single week. Well, we know everything that's happening.
And what we know is that in the words of CM Punk, they couldn't manage a target. Here's what I'll say. Managing a target sounds really difficult.
I didn't like that phrase as well, because I have also managed retail in my younger years.
It's
not
sucks.
Easy.
No. Yeah,
not fun.
So when he was like that, I was like, bro, you can't manage a target. That's difficult. Like, why are you coming at these people for not being able to manage a target? Target's a part of a global conglomeration of department stores.
Not only do you have to manage a team of people and a store
who don't want to work at Target.
Yeah, you have to take a heed to corporate overlords who tell you to make daily changes in your store that may or may not work.
Bro,
you are on your toes.
Dude, more than that, Target is clothing. Target is electronics. Target is groceries. Target is housewares. It's like you're managing five or six different stores all at one time.
That's basically what we take away from this.
My takeaway from this is people need to respect Target more. Like the people who bust their asses working retail,
mm-hmm.
don't use that as your describing point to belittle someone's experience.
Watch this, Chris. Here's some other things you could have said that are that would work much more effectively. You couldn't manage an ant farm.
Ooh,
you couldn't manage sea monkeys.
Yeah. You couldn't manage Ring of Honor.
No, that's mean.
You couldn't manage your trampoline wrestling federation that you had.
You couldn't manage
high risk wrestling. High risk wrestling. HRW was the Young Bucks Fed back in SoCal.
Yes.
They didn't manage that. That's not still going. Why'd you talk about that? He mentioned that there are kids that still think they're in Reseda, an obvious shot at the Young Bucks and their penchant for performing for a pro wrestling gorilla when it was based out of Reseda, which it hasn't been in years. That building doesn't even friggin' exist anymore. Hey, Punk, you can't even manage to make recently dated references. How about that, guy?
You couldn't manage building a desk from IKEA.
You couldn't manage building a desk from Amazon. I couldn't. I had to have Lord Pumpernickel do it. I sat right there while Lord Pumpernickel brought in a drill and tools and stuff and just sat here and put the desk together while I put on screeners of FX's The Patient. I was like, this is how I contribute. I give you access to my screeners.
Chris, do you mind if I go with a classic right now?
Yes.
You couldn't manage your way out of a wet paper bag.
Is it a wet paper bag?
I don't know, but it sounds like it's an easy thing to manage your way out of.
I thought it was always you can't manage your way out of a paper bag, but a wet paper bag.
A wet paper bag would be easier than a regular paper bag.
Because you can just burst through the side.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, Young Bucks. You couldn't manage your way out of a wet paper bag, I guess.
Let's lift up our working class heroes and people that work in retail. Thank you very much. That's not sarcastic, by the way, as someone who worked retail for the longest time.
I am pro-union. I'm pro-working. I don't know why we need to say these things. I feel that's pretty obvious. But also, I don't know what's going to happen at this point. I'm going to check right now just to see if there's been an update since we started recording. Because I feel like that is sort of how these things go. Do you think Punk's going to leave, Matt?
I think he'll talk about leaving a lot and then not leave.
So you don't think this cost him his job?
Not this time. Next one will.
I don't know, man.
But also, I don't know corporate wise, how much is AEW willing to put up with comparative to WWE? Because WWE was willing to put up with a lot. Too much, to be honest.
But if he did something like this, if he went on a live WWE stream and ripped apart the WWE hierarchy, I don't think so. I don't know. I don't think they would have kept him.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see.
We'll see. TBD, I mean, everybody.
Again, we're not professionals. We don't have crazy inside sources. And even if I did, I wouldn't, put that out there. Cause I'm an entertainment journalist, not a wrestling journalist. There's a lot we don't know that goes on behind the scenes. All we have are reports from, at this point, Sports Illustrated is easily the most credible of the sources.
We're not the people you come to for hot breaking news. We're the people you come to when you want to hear, like, honestly, about a wrestling restaurant that used to be open.
Oh, hello? Hello?
Hello? Hello?
I've hacked into the stream. I'm looking. I've got some hot takes.
Wait, Hacker, where have you been, bro?
I've been finding myself on a journey through Tibet.
Tibet? Is that why you haven't had any hot breaking sports entertainment scoops?
I'll be honest, the website These Sheets Are Dirty did not do well. It folded a couple months after it began.
Oh, no. But your Twitter account is still alive, right?
I believe I've posted once or twice on Twitter.
Did you forget the past password?
Couple months. Do I remember the password?
Yeah.
I don't need passwords. I'll hack you.
Oh, you're okay. I mean, that makes sense. Is this why you've hacked into Matt's camera?
No, that's an avatar I'm using.
Oh, okay. For those who don't know.
Yes.
Oh, wow. The screen just went blank.
Oh, I've hacked off Matt's camera.
Oh, man. Matt, if you can hear me, I'll try to handle this and get it taken care of as soon as I can and get you back in here.
Okay.
Oh, wait, you're here?
Yeah, I'm here too.
Oh. Well, okay, then we're not in any rush.
Yeah, we're not in a rush.
Hacker, so obviously there's a lot going on in the world of professional wrestling.
You're always serious.
You have the scoops. You are on the inside. What can you tell us?
I have got the major scoops for everything you need. Number one scoop is Thai rolled ice cream is delicious.
Wait, and what?
Thai rolled ice cream.
Like from Thailand?
Yes, the way they make their ice cream with these kind of rolls, they kind of put
is it like
the ice cream?
They flatten it out on like a flat pan, frozen pan kind of thing, and then they scrape it up into rolls.
Oh, it's delicious.
Oh, it's so good. I know.
It's so good.
I love it.
I love the fresh mango on there, the fresh pineapple. They do some great things. Thailand is the most innovative country when it comes to things I need to eat.
Okay. So I'm assuming you love Thai food.
Love Thai food.
Do you have a favorite dish besides the ice cream, obviously?
I always like a curry noodle. Okay. I like to get it with tofu because I like to be a little healthier.
Okay. Look at you, you
know,
man.
I'm trying to go for it. And I always enjoy shumai. Little shrimp dumpling rolls.
Oh, I'm into that. I'm a Pad See Ew fan myself, personally.
That's very, very good.
I love Pad See Ew with some chicken in it. Mm-mm.
And who doesn't love a nice curry?
That's a good question.
If you don't love a nice curry, don't listen to this show. Rate and review us on iTunes. I'm not part of the show.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Sure. Look, if Dog Dad Lawyer can buy advertising every week, I think this is fine. But do you have any scoops that are relevant to the world of professional wrestling?
I do. This one is directly related to CM Punk.
Oh, okay.
There was a new contract from AEW to CM Punk.
A new contract?
Dog Larry.
Oh, Larry? Larry is All Elite?
Larry is All Elite, and CM Punk will be fired, so it'll just be Larry alone on Dynamite.
Do you think they'll make Larry the champion?
I mean, you got to at least week two.
At least week two. Yeah, you're right.
At least right. week two.
This is good.
These are some good scoops.
Wrestle Buddies would like to be the first to say, hey, Larry, congrats. You earned this. You deserve this.
Hold on, I'm getting a text from Larry. He says, okay. Woof, woof.
Oh, you have Larry's phone number? Wait, is Larry your source?
Larry is my source to the source about Larry, the story. Also, CM Punk will leave AEW to start his own pasta stand in Gurney Mills Mall in Gurney, Illinois.
Not the Mall of America?
No, that is too far from Chicago.
Okay, that's fair. Is the Gurney Mills...
That's like a 7 or 8 hour drive every day.
Is the Gurney Mills... Oh, is he going to work it every day? That's his gig now?
Yeah, he's running and he's in the kitchen. You know, Gurney Mills is like an hour outside, hour and a half north of Chicago.
I never thought of CM Punk as a pasta person.
And I also never thought of him as a person who would open a pasta kiosk in a mall right next to Great America.
Yeah. Well, okay. Is the Gurney Mills Mall a good mall? I guess that's the question.
I'm going to be honest, I have not been there since the 80s, so I cannot tell you about the current, what Gurney Mills is currently like.
Oh, okay.
Leave us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts if you have been to Gurney Mills Mall in the past decade.
And then write it in the review, like, I've been to the Gurney Mills Mall. Do we know what the CM Punk's pasta kiosk is going to be called?
It's going to be called Go to Sleep ... because you're full of carbs.
That's better than the one I came up with, I'll be honest. I thought
what did you come up with?
I thought best, and then in parentheses pasta, and then in the world.
That also works too. That's it. That's the main dish will be best pasta in the world.
Yeah. See, and his name is Chef CM Punksta.
It's just still CM Punk, but it stands for Chef and then Mastacholi Punk.
good for him. I thought it was going to be Chef Marinara Punk. But Mastacholi works.
Also works, but because we are outside of Chicago, it's yes. Mastacholi.
Now, will this kiosk also serve Italian beef sandwiches?
No, you have to go next door to the one run by the kid from Shameless, who is also on The Bear on FX.
Wait, Lip from Shameless, who plays the Italian beef chef on The Bear, has an Italian beef restaurant?
Yeah, it's called The Bear.
Wait, now, okay, listen, Hacker, that is a plot line from a TV show.
You mean to tell me this
is also real?
That's an activation from FX for the next season of The Bear.
Oh, good thing it got renewed then.
I do not know if it got renewed.
Did get renewed.
Okay, it's a great show, by the way. You all should go watch it.
Yeah, I. You know what? Hacker and I are on the same team here. I love The Bear.
Also, I just want to jump in and say that it is one of my favorite shows from this year. It might be my favorite show from this year so far.
That's cool. Matt, look at us. We're on the same. We're with Hacker on this one.
Wow. In the 2.5 years we've been doing this show, we've never really been on the same page with Hacker.
Now, Hacker, obviously.
Oh, something. I think your smoke detector is low on batteries.
Who, me?
Yeah. I thought I heard the smoke detector noise.
I thought that was on your end.
No. Maybe it's a ghost.
Ghost. Now, Hacker, obviously a lot of people are talking about AEW, and you gave us the hottest, freshest AEW scoop, but tell me, there's been a lot of big changes at WWE. Vince McMahon is out, Triple H is in. He's bringing people back left and right. The storytelling is getting interesting. Do you have any fresh, hot WWE scoop?
Oh, yes, I do. First of all, they're going to try to bring back Retribution
in order to sue me. Oh.
For being the SmackDown Hacker.
They're trying to sue you. They're trying to take you down.
Trying to take me down.
Do they have a lawyer yet?
They do not have a lawyer. Oh, that is my... My hacking area is beeping.
Oh, is someone trying to hack your mainframe?
Someone's trying to hack my mainframe. Hold on 1 second. What a curious time for a smoke detector low battery thing to go off 40 minutes into a podcast.
Do you know why? Because the discussion here is hot, hot, hot. Get it?
Oh, I just got it. Thank you very much. That was very funny.
Thank you.
Anyways, that's all the scoops I've got this week. I know we kind of stopped in the middle of a scoop, but I've got to go do my own scooping.
Oh, I don't know what that means, but okay.
I'm a dog walker. I got to pick up dog poop.
Have you met Dog Dad Lawyer?
No, I don't know what that is.
Oh man, he's got this cute little pug named Clarence.
Okay, that sounds very not interesting to me.
Oh, okay. Well, I tried.
A guy has a dog and he's a lawyer. Great. Cool. It sounds very poorly put together.
Well, thanks for stopping by, SmackDown Hacker. It was great to hear from you.
Sorry, I gotta get in my truck. It keeps going by. I was waiting for him. Bye, bye, bye.
Bye.
Bye, bye, bye. That's what he said.
Oh, Matt, you're back.
Yeah, it's me. That's a weird way to close out the show.
He seemed not that interested in hanging out with us.
No, I don't not know. I mean, we haven't talked to him in months.
I mean, he's made it clear that he just hacks in whenever he wants to talk to us. So, like,
yeah,
I don't know, man.
Maybe he's depressed.
Maybe.
I don't know. He seems kind of down to me.
Maybe.
Anyway, we did it, Chris. We talked about AEW for an hour until I edit this down to 40 minutes.
That's true. We did it. I'm proud of us.
I'm proud of us, too. Make sure to rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. We haven't had a review on there coming up on a year, I believe.
Yep.
So go do that. That'd be very nice. And
give us love.
Give us all the love,
please.
And Chris, any final words?
You know, Matt, happy spooky season.
Hey, happy spooky season. We're there. It's September. It counts.
So we got to start coming up with scary topics for the show.
Finally going to do that Papa Shango episode.
Yeah, baby.
All right. We'll see you next week.
Bye, guys.
Thanks for listening to Wrestle Buddies. We hope you had at least almost as much fun as we did. Go ahead and rate and review us on the Apple Podcast app. You can email us questions at WrestleBuddies@GameSpot.com or find us over on Twitter at WrestleBuddies. I am at Chris Hayner. He is at I'm Matt Elfring. See you next week.
Wrestle Buddies is a copywritten GameSpot website podcast. You do not have permission to use anything contained within the episode, or you'll be sued by me, Dog Dad Lawyer. I've got a dog named Clarence. He's a beautiful pug.